open wide, hands lifted high, over the clouds, up into the blue sky. Hearts open wide, hands lifted high, over the clouds, up into the blue sky. Hearts open wide, hands lifted high, over the clouds, up into the blue sky. Come on!
Let's go!
Thanks be to God. And thank you for supporting him.
Your sacrifice, you became
It's open.
There's a lot of hate.
think you mentioned Andy Vare and Kathy, who've also been a big help this year. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you for that. I mean, it's really good that you've had that opportunity to get involved in that sort of work, and we appreciate that. And I think it's good from our church's point of view as well. And of course, you and Jenny's not here today. Heavily involved in your coursework and equipped to minister, and both of them doing very well, I'm pleased to say. In their activities and all the work they have to do, it's hard and it takes a lot of time. But you have the full support of the church, and it's really good. Thank you, Wendy, and thank you, Jenny.
This actually leads on really well and links together in my mind what Marjorie said about winter warmers and what Wendy has just shared with us, it kind of links together everything that I've been feeling for the last few months. Until a few weeks ago, I hadn't left the house without another adult with me for 7 years. And recently, I couldn't do winter warmers last year because I couldn't actually get myself here. I couldn't afford to get taxis. I couldn't get here by myself. And actually, my self-esteem, my mental health was really bad. My Ehlers-Danlos syndrome meant I had to give up a much-loved career as a primary school teacher in 2016, and that had been who I was. If anybody asked me what I did, that was me. I was a teacher, that was my role in life. And when my illness, my condition took that away from me, I didn't know who I was anymore. And I think that's quite a common reaction to people who have to give up doing something that they've done for many years. Doing winter warmers this year and actually trying to pluck up the courage to start driving again, to get myself to places, has done more for my self-worth and my self-esteem in 5 months than I can honestly say I have had for the last 7 or 8 years. Just being part of a team, being part of something bigger and knowing that you are making a difference in the community. In your Christian walk, you may be sitting there thinking, I actually don't have any skills. I don't know what my gifts are. I don't think God's given me any. I can't do anything. I'm here to tell you that you can. You can and you will. And in God's strength, he can give you what you need. Every Thursday when I've been in the kitchen, mainly working with Jenny and Julia, by the time that 4 hours is up, a few people who also do winter warmers on a Thursday will have noticed that I'm pretty much walking like Quasimodo at that point. My legs are pretty much dragging behind me. I'm looking very much like Frankenstein's monster because my hips, my knees, everything is just bolted into place. I'm literally shuffling back to the car, and thank goodness it's an automatic car that I've got now, because my left leg is for neither use nor ornament for that journey home. But I realised from talking to the people who use winter warmers that, like Wendy said, our life experiences, when we've been through really hard times, when we have things like illnesses, when we have things like marriage breakups, difficulties, mental health problems, we realise that we have more in common with the people who come in through our doors to find help than we actually realise, and that we can use all of our life experiences, like Wendy said, to show them that actually the Christian life isn't about having a life full of happiness and flowers and everything going right for us all the time, but that it's a life where, yes, these things happen, but we have a God who sees us through and is there with us every minute of every day. They can see that Christians aren't just people who go through life charmed with no problems. And to that end, I decided that I wanted to start understanding a little bit more about how to talk to people in the right way when they have problems. So, like Wendy, like Jenny, I've just started a course, a level 2 counselling skills course, so that I've just started it a couple of weeks ago. But I wanted to do it with the sole purpose of being able to connect more with the people who come in through the doors. Yes, I can talk to people about my own experiences. I can talk to people about how God has helped me. But sometimes the people that we minister to here need a little bit more understanding, a little bit more of people knowing how to speak to them in the right way that they will understand. So I'm hoping that my course in counselling skills will help with that. But please, if you're thinking that God hasn't got a role for you in this church, please let me reassure you, he has. If he can use me, he can use anybody.
Thank you very much, Joe. And thank you for that testimony. And thank you for your work on Winter Warmers. And I'm glad it's been good for you too.
Praise the Lord. Do you believe in miracle? I believe in miracle. I just want to sing this song to encourage us that God is still doing miracle. I believe in miracle. I see our souls are free. Miraculous, the word of God, redeemed through Calvary. I see, I could see, I just see the lily push its way up through the stumbling soil. I believe in God. I believe in miracle. I see a soul set free. Miraculous, the word of God, redeemed through Calvary. I see, I just see you be set free. I see you are set free in any situation. In any condition, you be set free. I see, I can see the lily push its way up through the stumbling soil. I believe in miracles. Yes, I believe in God. I believe in miracle. Yes, I believe in God. Some say, is Jesus still alive? While others say, He is the walking miracle. Some say, can he heal the pain that I feel inside? If you just believe, all things are possible to the one who trusts in God. If you just believe, you can have victory, peace, and joy. Oh, faith in God can do anything and everything. Oh, yes, faith in God can do anything and everything. Oh, faith in God can do anything and everything. Oh, faith in God can do anything and everything. If you just believe, all things are possible to the one who trusts in God. If you just believe, you can have victory, peace, and joy. Faith in God can do anything and everything. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Eunice. Thank you. Anybody else sitting there wants to share? Okay. As you know, I don't like to cut people off, or if you're sitting there wondering, shall I, shan't I? Okay. We can move forward into the next important part of our service, which is to share around the Lord's table. We're going to move into that by sharing our next hymn, which I find quite meaningful, quite moving. And it's an appropriate hymn for us as we share this table, and this hymn reminds us of why we do it. This is the power of the cross. Son of God slain for us. What love, what a cost. And we stand forgiven at the cross. So, oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, as we're thinking about in these next 2 weeks. Tried by sinful men, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross of wood. This, the power of the cross, Christ became sin for us, took the blame, bore the wrath. We stand forgiven at the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's share in this, and perhaps somebody could remind the Sunday school to come back in.